down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL podcast. I am your host, Joe Kay. Emily's not here yet. She's running a little late. She had class. We have a very special podcast. A lot of age in this room today. Probably, a combined, 4,000 games of TSL football experience, 100%. And that's not even including the games that you ref, man. But first, returning to the podcast after a two-week hiatus, Jeff Grohl is back. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Joe. Good to be back.
Where the hell were you?
I've had stuff going on. Don't worry about where I've been.
That sounds like crap. Anyway, before we get to our newer guests, we're going to go to an old-timer who's been around for a minute, and he demanded to be on this podcast out of nowhere. He doesn't can run the refs. What do we say? You're the director of officials
director
without
of,
officiating?
I'm the guy who helps out with the ref schedule.
Put that on a business card.
The ref schedule maestro. Garrett Beeson is here.
Lee douche.
Yeah.
You can't just say, do you know how many people hold that title? It's honestly one of the more prestigious TSL titles nowadays. League douche. But anyway, that sweet melodic voice, she's been around since the beginning of time?
Yeah, dinosaurs were still around.
Did you start the league when it started?
Pretty much, 1999.
1999, I was like four.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't four, I was definitely way over the top, but holy 19. Shit. Well, Doreen is here. She said, Doreen, hello.
Hi.
You've never done this yet.
No.
Lenny never, first off, you said, and I quote, "I'll do the podcast this year, just tell me when." I didn't even ask this time around. And I can't believe Lenny never suckered you into doing it.
No. Actually, I think, honestly, timing-wise, I came back into this league, Toppers, back in 6 years ago now?
So
6 years ago.
So usually what we do is, real quick, we get a history of the players. So you started, like you said, 1999, mm-hmm. back in the Ice Age, and so who got you in the league? How'd you get into football?
Topper, he had a secretary who was my really good friend,
that makes a lot of sense.
And he suckered her into it. She did one day. This was back when we played at Westfields on Millersport Highway.
I don't think any of our listeners know where that is.
No, it's this dumpy little bar in a strip mall, so it's exactly where people like us belong. And then there was Fields in the back. And so we got there and we just called it the 60 minutes you wasted before you went to the bar.
Exactly.
And I got suckered in. I was 19, impressionable, so got free booze.
My time.
And now you're 20, and now you're 29 and impressionable.
Yeah.
I got you, girl.
13th anniversary.
13th anniversary, 29. So then you went away from the league probably just to be an adult, right?
No, not at all. It was out of spite. I left because I hated Mo.
Oh, that's a recurring theme.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't take it anymore. I was going to, I didn't want to go to jail. I was going to, completely kill the dude. I had to leave. And so I left and I went with Joe to Game On for a few years.
Okay, and then you came back.
I came back once Mo was gone.
Oh, so you've been back ever since, the TSL essentially has started.
Correct.
So what was that, 2011, right?
I think it was
good
7 years ago.
That's
probably
crazy. Yeah.
It was a year before.
No,
here.
It's definitely 2011 that they started.
Okay.
That Topper broke away.
I believe it.
Because I think we're entering, what was it, our 24th season? No, 23rd session.
It says on the Breakfast Club shirt, it's 2011.
2011.
So I'm assuming that's
it. Yeah, that probably makes the most sense, though. Oh, yeah, we should probably just read the logos that are everywhere. So what does this league mean to you if somebody's done it for, 100 years?
Since the millennium.
As the first female football player in history.
Honestly, I think a lot of it was just getting into it based off of you're young and you're stupid and you want an extra day to drink. And then it became so much more. We were all just good friends even though we're totally different. This guy was 10 years older than us. This, look at me. I'm the one who's the older one hanging out with 28-year-olds. But it's you're all kind of the same person, even though you're totally different.
It's family.
Yeah, it is. It's a family. It's a fucking weird family. None of my other friends and family understand when I'm like, no, I can't do that because I have football. They're like...
So after all this time, you haven't gotten anybody else to just join you?
How do I put this? Yes, but they can't hang. They, like, show up and they're instantly scared. It's either, like, the football is actually, like, it's serious. Like, they thought they'd come here and you just, like, throw a ball, you know. And they freak out, or it's, you know, it's too much.
It's just too much.
Too much drinking.
And so they can't hang either on the field or off the field. You got at least be able to hang in one aspect of the game. If not, you're just a wrap.
Forget it.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that lovely story. I'll look back into history. Speaking of history... Arguably, the most recognizable referee in the TSL that isn't Billy Gunn. You'll see him on the sidelines looking at his phone, talking about how terrible the Jets are.
Every Saturday.
Brandon, better known as B's brother's brother, Ford.
Yes, sir.
he has the most important league job of making sure B's brother gets to the fields. B, how the hell are you, man?
I'm great. How are you,
sir? I'm doing pretty okay, man. I'm really glad that you're here. B, how long have you been in the league now, man?
About 20 years.
Yeah, you've been around since the get-go too, right?
I've been around, well, like you said, Mr. Hey Everybody Mo.
Yeah.
I played with them. I played with LoBello. And then we got Lil Shamrocks. Then I took a break. But yeah. I still kept, because he was still running the league. I took a break. I wasn't around. And when Topper took over, I came back.
Who'd you come back with? Who were you throwing for back then?
I
won Ramirez's 52 team names. Yeah, good luck with that.
They had the tuxedos on the shirts. Oh my lord!
Oh, you were throwing for
Bradley Street. Yes, Street Bradley Street Station.
Yeah. Oh, I knew that.
Yes,
one of the few things I actually knew from back in the day.
I was throwing for Bradley Street Station, and then they got Newman to play the next year. I just stopped playing quarterback, but then Ramirez put me on the practice squad.
Yeah,
and ever since then, you've been running it.
You've been well. No, didn't you throw for Mayhem or something too?
I threw for a couple of times. Not really.
It's not really like your spot.
Okay, yeah, so it was more Jeff. Jeff was the quarterback. I played more corner for Mayhem.
Oh, okay.
Jeff was more the quarterback. He ran the offense.
Absolutely. So practice squad was Ramirez doing then?
Yeah.
No shit. Because I remember back in the day, like they were okay, but they needed somebody who could throw the ball, and you were just this guy who ref the whole time, and people were like, B used to be able to play football, and everyone, yeah, but he can't do it anymore. He's just the referee, and you're like, yeah, every time on the field, I can still do it. And then you got your shot, motherfucker, and you still did it.
Mm-hmm. It was like when people were like, oh, you still play? And I'm like, yeah, I still play.
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody asked me to be a quarterback. But Mary's like, bro, come on, play quarterback for her. I'll put you on the sub list. You want to play tomorrow? So I do, but like, what's the point? Because when you do, they always ask late, or they don't ask at all. So like, forget about it. Once I played the first two games for practice squad, it was instantly over.
100%. And like, it was even harder for you because you definitely every week have a full ref schedule. So... if you don't know you're subbing by Wednesday, you're already reffing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Emily finally made it. We're only 7 minutes in. We're only talking about B and how old he is. And we got into Doreen.
It's going to be a long conversation.
But it's not too shabby. So you got on the practice squad. I mean, you guys rolled D5. Kind of lost in that championship. It's all right, though. But I mean, you guys, but after that, you crawled your way out. Got out of D5, got out of D4. Now you're in D3. And things are the opposite of good.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah, so what's the difference this time around? Tell me about it.
It's basically, I haven't played in this league, particularly in that top tier division, D3, D2, D1, in years.
Right.
So I had to learn when I played versus y'all. That's what I told you.
I know.
I learned then. Them passing windows closed real fast.
Yep.
And I had to learn. The stuff you get away in D4, you ain't going to get away in D3. Not at all. So I had to learn real fast.
Did you learn yet, though? Because it doesn't seem like it.
I learned just some things, hey. It's a learning experience. I'll be back stronger next year.
You're doing all right. So it's like, did you guys lose people or like, what's your team? What's your roster like now?
We got a good team. We just some people be in, some people be out. We just can't have everybody here at once.
Continuity will definitely matter.
Yeah, just can't have everybody here at once. It's always this person in, this person out, this girl's in, this girl's out. Like
you sound like everybody's Breakfast Club team.
But we show up every Saturday and compete, though.
I love it. So, Doreen, you're playing, obviously, because you're still around. Who are you playing for this time around?
Anybody who needs me. I think
you're just a roving sub.
Just a roving sub. I think I play, like, somewhere around four or five games every Saturday. It's like
let's not say that on air.
And then, yeah. And then, so this week, this year, I actually told, I think it was you, Jeff, I texted you, and I go, I'm not going to do Breakfast Club this year because I just can't do more than two games.
You lied to me.
And now I'm here subbing for Breakfast Club.
And you subbed for Breakfast Club, so I don't feel bad for you at all.
I know. I subbed for Breakfast Club, and then I'm on Get Shifty.
I was going to say, so that's the roster you're on, is Get Shifty. Yeah. Get Shifty. That's Blaze's newest love child progress.
Yes. And I'm on D5.
Oh, snap. Did you guys play each other this week?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to. We'll get into
that.
We'll get into that one.
And then I'm in
D5.
I'm on Let's Get Wrecked.
I can't wait to get in that one.
How do you like that?
Talk about how you lost.
Oh, that one's amazing.
Oh, yeah. How
can I wreck? Who to play? So, teams with
URMS. It's just, no, I think it's just the whole thing.
I'm naming names.
Are you just going to have cross conversations during my podcast the whole time?
Sir.
Yes.
The best part is I said like three people were drinking, they almost spit all over the place.
I actually just forgot too, and I was like, oh, we're just.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the best one. Like I said, the worst part about having to be done by 7 is that I feel like we could talk for 2 hours with just you guys. So there'll probably be a part 2. So prepare yourselves accordingly.
Definitely will.
There has to be at this point. But with that, because we have to get moving a little bit, we're gonna move on to the 9 o'clock game. So Doreen, give me those scores.
Okay, at 9 a.m. we had BDSM 39 to Genocide 25.
Yeah, you read all 9 o'clock games. No, it's okay. Fine. It's your first time.
Then we, yeah. It's a long time since I heard that. Amber Alert 22 to Stuff Infections 12. And then Special K's 54 to Messy Jesse's 45.
Okay. Garrett, tell me about your game, brother.
Speaking of the microphone, you do it. Or in the spirit of quickness, it came down to like the last drive. We were down 6 with like a minute and a half left, plenty of time, and we've been having some success with that pitch play. I run where I run, especially when they're playing man.
That's a successful play where you're running.
And I just called it too close to the goal line, and Kyle sacked me. It was a really dumb play. I felt bad because Jenna had to wear the she's such a great Breakfast Club captain, and she had to wear that shirt. So.
That one that said, like, I suck at life or something like that.
I'm the worst Breakfast Club captain.
Horrible call. It's just one of those calls as a QB or a throw where you're like, God, that just cost my team.
No, I hear
you. Not a good feeling, but we'll be back next week.
You secretly wanted her to wear that shirt, didn't you?
Yeah. No,
it is kind of funny, though. Well, George is here, too. George, you play on the Messy Jessies.
Yes.
Even though you guys don't always enjoy it. But you were up for most of this game, and then you must have blown it at the end. What happened?
Actually, it was both teams scored every single drive.
Both teams played.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like a score.
Steve Mosier ran a very good offense.
Yeah?
I think that's the first and only time I will ever say that. But it really came down to we had most of our people this week, and new guy Nate.
Okay. Well, new guy subbed for you that week, Nate, because you were missing people. So
he played for us, and between me and him and Jesse, I feel like we were just catching everything.
Mm-hmm. And Webb too, right?
Yeah, and I mean, not to be mean, but when it comes to the three of us, we were faster than everybody else on the field.
It's not being mean if it's factual.
But we couldn't stop anybody still. Right. Our defense is still learning.
Because that speed means nothing.
Yeah. Right? It's also really hard to cover for 10 seconds every play. Everyone kind of gets really tired, and we have no subs. Yeah, so by the end, we were kind of gassed.
That makes sense. That happens. Amber Luke took on Steph Infection. We were both undefeated coming into this game. Honestly, like, we lost. It was a close game, whatever. But
wow, surprising. Amber's team won.
Well, no, you say it that way, but it wasn't even the same teams because, like, they were missing half their people. We were missing a bunch of people. In fact, we actually started the game with only 5 people because Doreen was super late.
I was super late. 3 minutes.
3 minutes that cost us 8 points, Doreen. We lost by 10. But the game itself wasn't too terrible. It just we couldn't really get in the end zone. We would get down there and then just not score. It was one of those games. People didn't really seem into it. Just a running theme of the weekend, apparently. So that was pretty much it for 9 o'clock. Nothing too special.
You constantly get to 3-2.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it too much because Newman's been okay, but we did get a lot of 3-4-2s in there. You're right. I forgot all about that. My brain apparently erased it. That's why we got to do this earlier. You know, yeah, it's true. It's specifically targeting you at that point. But then, like, weren't they covering you, like, with a man, too?
Yeah.
So, and then it was so
that
it came down to Steph.
That happens when it gets a
third, too. Right. Well, they were doing that beforehand, too. And then they were just like, all right, the other person's going to cover Steph. And it was kind of made things a little bit harder for everybody. Mm-hmm. But with that, just to, again, rapid fire here. Let's move on to 10 o'clock.
Okay, 10 a.m. We had tight ends in motion over Scared Hitless, 44-14. We had Frodo Swaggins at 29 over Buffalo Vice Retro at 0. I helped them out. week too. I feel guilty about
it. I reffed that game too.
You're gonna tell me about it.
Mountain Doomy, 29 to Bullet Club's 28. Mm. So that was a fun one. And then Spinelli's Plumbing, 62
give me my time back.
Over Cobblestone's 34.
So like I said, like I was telling Jeff in the house, I think the only game nobody paid attention to was Spinelli's and Cobblestone. It got a little bit chippy. I talked to Daryl after the game, and he goes, yeah, we walked up, we were playing this team, and I told my whole team, he's like, oh man, we're going to steamroll these guys, we got this. He goes, then I blinked, and we lost by a lot, so. It's like people were fired up. I remember I was talking to Katie Swanson before our Lenny's Ladies game, and she said that like somebody was talking shit to her, which is like, who does that, right? But she talked shit right back, and they just dunked on them, so take that, Cobblestone.
They always talk shit, though.
Right, exactly.
They don't never stop.
Don't they know that they 0-5? They like Jets fans.
Yeah, but Spinelli's...
I'll take that. I'll take that one.
Spinelli's QB is spicy, though.
He is.
He gets hot. Like...
Well, if he's on, it's going to be a long day.
Oh, I meant with the trash
talk. Oh, he do too, yeah.
I think he's like the
swearing at the
team.
Nicest guy. I was playing at the field, the next field over. All I heard was him Daryl getting screamed at.
Well, Daryl gets screamed at sometimes. It happens.
I've screamed at Daryl several times.
I bet. That's just his week. Titans in motion 44, scared hitless 14. Did anybody see it? It doesn't really matter. Titans just beat the shit out of them. Like that's just all there is to it. Speaking of getting the shit kicked in, Frodo Swaggins 29, Buffalo Vice Retro 0. Which should we get the losing side of this or the winning side of this?
We're the greatest team ever. No.
Yes.
They didn't have Seth, so it's like.
Who threw?
Anthony,
everybody.
Yeah, everybody. It was like four quarterbacks, literally.
Anthony, and then so it was.
I tried to throw one.
Yeah. The part I saw, Anthony was scrambling way too long.
Yeah.
Like he'd have someone like, oh, and you missed it. Oh, and you missed that one. Oh, all right.
Yeah, but just be thrown in like quarterback. Everyone knows that's really tough. So it just kind of didn't have a good spirit of the game, just because like they're good players and it just. Used to have their quarterback.
Yeah, I hear
it. And shout out to Josh Center, though. It was a shutout without their quarterback, but the way he's been, I've been deferring to him on defense all year to just run the defense.
Josh is
great.
He's been
doing a great
job
at it. So.
Shout out to Josh. Mountain Doomy 29, Bullock of 28. We lost under some extenuating circumstances.
He threw me an interception at the end of the game.
He sure did when he should have had about a minute and a half left and not magical 13 seconds.
Hey, he threw the ball perfectly to me. It's fine.
Well, I'll just get out of the way now. Everybody was like, well, it's a good thing that George isn't actually on the team because he was their best player, easily.
That is not true. Jordan
Him.
Is by far way better than me.
Well, not according to everybody on my team and you's players.
Yes.
So.
Jordan jumped up in the end zone. I saw him grab a freaking catch that, like, I think
he's great too.
Yeah.
PC Principal, he's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like. I love it. He's a principal. He wears those fucking pit vipers. It's amazing.
Also, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're very loud. It's fine.
Sounds good.
So, it came down to the end. We were up. Mountain Doomy was driving. It got to the point where we were taking some timeouts. And they end up scoring. And we're like, all right, cool. We took our last timeout. We should have about a minute 55 left because the two-minute warning happened. And all of a sudden, we're told we have 33 seconds left. And we're like, what are you talking about? That isn't true at all. Apparently, after a whole kerfluffle, there was a missed timeout in there. And there were some referee stoppages and trying to figure out what happened. And like we said, we should have had about a minute 50 left. Somehow we decided randomly on a minute left, but things were getting tense. We had to get moving.
Didn't
so.
Billy say a minute?
Yeah, Billy. I think Billy's the one.
Billy
who
came
it.
Over and just took over.
Well, he had to at that point. And then so we reset the clock to the minute, but we found out we didn't actually reset the clock. We just kind of were like counting down in our heads. Because after 20 seconds, we were told there was only 13 seconds left. And we're like, well, that's not true either. What the hell's going on here? But it was like rushing, and we couldn't just like stop to figure everything out again. And that's when Jeff kind of like had to just whip the ball quick because we were rushed, and George made a nice play on the ball. Picked it down the game. Not a big deal. Things happen. I'm sure we'll touch more on referee stuff in a bit. But a bummer to lose that way, to lose the quote-unquote undefeated season. Not that we were going to go undefeated anyway, but... Hell of a game. Mountain Doomy's awesome, and they're just so fucking fast. It's unbelievable.
I actually have a lot to talk about them for the next game.
Great, because I don't care about this game. So, moving on to 11 o'clock.
I know you wouldn't.
All right, 11 o'clock. No pun intended. 21 over Untouchables, 0.
That's just a forfeit game.
Yeah,
it was a
forfeit.
Okay, because I was like, what's the double Fs? 716-55 over Scott Senior starting, 46.
Damn.
Woodpeckers 35 over TMA 24.
Ooh.
Punt Cakes 56 over Two Tutties 20.
Well, let's see.
Garrett subbed for this team, right? For Scott Senior's team?
I did.
QB?
Yeah, he did. It was a great game.
Well, tell me about a guy who reffed it, probably.
It was a shootout. It was just a straight shootout.
55-46 is a shootout for sure.
Like, me and Billy, it was amazing. Garrett, every time they score, Garrett do his thing and score.
You
score, yeah.
You still have a thing where you can score.
It was my one good game.
It was a shootout.
You got your
some of the passes I never seen Garrett make.
A season now, and you wasted one in this.
So he's very handicapped now, where all he has to do is close his eyes and throw it up to Sean.
Yeah, that might be it.
he's regressing now because he doesn't have to worry about it.
Sean hasn't been there a couple weeks, so.
That's fair.
It only takes one game to run to Sean.
It was a great game.
It was a blast playing.
Who was balling out on 716?
Nick Voss, I saw him.
Yeah, Nick, he was. It was just one play they kept doing. I'm like, why did they send everybody like on the street and wait? And some dude called him like on the drag. And every time he's open, I'm like, what the hell is going on? How are you not stopping this play?
Yeah.
He's really throwing.
We played him the week before. He was
716 also does a lot of the reverse plays with Dylan and Derek playing quarterback. So it's pretty hard when you got two really good quarterbacks that can do whatever the hell they want.
It's not that hard because that just means you just always have a quarterback that can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So it's just like playing. It's not much of a difference. Just one can throw significantly further. So yeah, James is pretty good too.
Yeah.
So that seemed like a hell of a game. Should have took the over on that. Puncakes took on two tutties on the far field. The Puncakes won 56-20. I don't think there's anything we really need to touch on here.
Fast kid.
Yeah, exactly. All of them. So Woodpeckers 35, TMA 24. Probably the most surprising result of the day.
Yeah.
I guess the Woodpeckers, for the first time in 6 weeks, finally got their roster here and showed why they won the D5 championship or D6 championship last year. But any other notes on that, or are we just gonna move on? Because again,
I saw that. What was that team I just talked about? Show me them TDs.
Yeah, they got
the guy that played quarterback for him last session is actually a receiver for him now, and he's a really good receiver.
Is that a giant hair guy?
Yes.
His name is Jake Lewis.
Afro Magic.
Afro Magic was Jake Lewis. Now he's Afro Magic.
He was playing receiver for them, and he was balling out.
He is.
It's about time he showed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty sweet.
Pretty sure the Mosiers were subbing for them.
Yeah, they subbed for them again. That's fine. What else? Well, nothing here. So, because the other game was a forfeit, because Jeremy Burr was too scared to play against Kyle, apparently. Let's move on to noon.
All right, at noon we had Sticky Bandits at 49 over the Replacements, 14. We had No Pun Intended at 38 over Frodo Swaggins, 12. 716, 29 over Mountain Doomy, 28.
So weird, that's the same score.
Can't touch this. 30 over Itches and O's, 24. And then Buffalo Vice 31 to Zach Tech 0.
So who played in what here? Who
played for Mountain Doomy.
Okay. I didn't play in any.
Jeff played obviously for Sticky. BG ref.
Yeah.
Garrett played for Frodo.
Was this one of your 18 games?
This is actually where I got a breakfast sandwich.
All right, cool. So tell me about the breakfast sandwich.
It's amazing.
Breakfast sandwiches here are fantastic.
As always.
All right, No Pun Intended, 38. Frodo Swaggins, 12. So much for walking to the championship, huh?
Yeah, they're a great team. Kyle's a stud. I call it a horrible game, just like play-wise. And then I was also throws. So I just
we'll get into it.
Yeah, didn't go to my girls early enough. So it was just one of those games.
Have to have one in the season.
So do you think it's a thing of you didn't have all your players and that's the only reason why?
Or they also didn't either.
Well, we'll find out this
week. Oh, that's true.
They were really short-handed, too, so it would help. And we were coming off a doubleheader, but
we play
them this week, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be more
better. The girls played phenomenal.
So. All right, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we run it back this week, so.
Okay.
We're super short again, but.
the fun that is running a team. It's the fucking worst. Sticky Band is 49. The Replacements, 14. Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, the game itself, we don't need to talk about. No. We had three girls throwing passes throughout the game. I'll just say for the Replacements, though, obviously everybody knows they don't belong in D2.
Yeah,
but they've got guys that can play football.
Yeah.
They should have started in a lower division. If they were in like 4 or 5, they'd be having a lot of fun right now. It was just the wrong move. For them to jump straight into 2.
Did you happen to mention that to them at all?
I didn't. I'm mentioning it now if they're listening. Look, I'll try to have a conversation with them next week because I like the guys.
Yeah,
I'd like them to stick around next session, right? But, I mean, D2 was just the wrong move for them to start in.
Right.
Maybe they can get there at some point, but they're not ready for that yet.
Tone down the difficulty, have more fun, figure it out.
Yeah, exactly, right. And they've got some guys that can play. Like, I think it was their quarterback is Sean, and that guy was really fast. He had a couple picks off of our girl throws that he almost returned for touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. And then Adrian ran
down. Oh, my God. Adrian can chase down anyone from anywhere.
Adrian
so.
Said like, that he DK line. Metcalf chased
he
him down.
He really did.
He definitely did.
That was a DK Metcalf. That guy had such a huge – and he was fast, too, and he had such a huge lead on Adrian, but, I mean, no one can move as fast as
Adrian.
Adrian
said
it was
that
wild.
Someone on the sidelines screamed, "You have to run!"
What was the game you reffed?
No pun intended.
So you don't got to talk about that. Garrett already said they sucked. It was fine. Buffalo Vice 31, Zach Attack 0. That's actually quite surprising. So Zach Attack does not have anybody? I have no clue.
They were on the fire field, and so
nobody
I
wants to walk that far?
Yeah,
I know.
I was trying to watch a little bit, and I kept seeing him like...
From what Zach told me, or Jay told me after the game, they were just off. For some reason. Hey, I don't know why.
Everybody
it was
has
off.
That bad game.
I don't know.
It
was just off.
Yeah, it is. It's just the way it is. Can't Touch This 30, it's just an 24. It was a really good D3 matchup. Shout out to Can't Touch This for winning, I believe. I think Anthony's back, so like that helps them.
He's playing, yeah.
Yeah, so that helps them immediately. That makes them a D3 contender in my eyes. 716-29, Mountain Dew 28. Georgia City, a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Go for
it. Yeah, well, first off, I'd like to point out that no one knows who their names are. Scott is the one with the cheetah headband all the time. Okay. He's the quarterback.
Cheetah Scott quarterback. Okay.
He actually had bicep surgery this year. That's why they didn't play last session. Oh. But he's still slinging it like he didn't, which was very confusing to me.
No, whatever.
Because it was on his throwing arm, so I was actually really impressed with how he was doing. He runs a really clean offense. It helps to play with Joey. He comes in the huddle, and he's like, hey, you know what blacks are? I was like, yeah, I know what blacks are. I played with Joey. Everybody's played with Joey. I think if you say blacks on the line, everyone's going to know what you're doing. But Jordan is the super fast blonde-haired kid that everybody doesn't know his name.
Yes, PC Principal.
I never realized how fast he was until I'm looking right next to him and I'm running a go route, he's running a post, and he's like 6 steps in front of me.
And he's not even the cheetah.
Yeah, and he's not even trying.
not to be athletic.
Dan is a very solid player. He's very underrated because he doesn't look like the rest of them. He looks American. He doesn't look like he's in a gym in Germany.
Sweden.
I suddenly know who you're talking about now.
I love
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See?
Because I'm like, those guys, yes. I thought that was
Swedish
a wig.
Fish. No.
So with the girls, you got Karen, Jen, and Heather. And
I love that you just did a whole report on
your team. Dude, I text their captain, and I asked her a whole write-up so we can figure out who they are because we never talk about them. And they were like, we've literally been waiting for this. For
all, okay. I don't want to hear that because we make it very clear to step up and actually tell us who the fuck you are. So I don't want to hear teams just we're just waiting for you to say something to us. How about you say something to us?
How about you stay at
there's
the bar?
600. There's 600 people in this league. We're not going to chase everybody down to see like what their favorite color is. You come to us and let us know.
In my experience, if you get drunk enough and grab enough people by the genitals in this league, your name will get around.
How you're not classified as a predator is
still being hold on, wait a minute. Newman,
because I checked the sites.
Because Newman is in this league. So no one compares. But back to it. All those girls are very underrated, and I'm surprised they're not playing on gender teams and on other teams.
They are. Jen is on gender teams.
But besides all of them, I've never even...
There's also only
never
two now, so that kind of makes it harder.
I will say, though, everyone on that team is extremely athletic. I was insanely shocked on how like good they were to the point where everyone I talked to, they're like, oh, how are you subbing for this team? How are you subbing for this team? And I'm like, after I play with them, I was like, I don't know how...
We were concerned. We just... Not concerned is super wrong. Were there, I just didn't know who you were replacing.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
But they are very good, and I mean, once they're here, like, every season, they're going to be... D1, D2.
It's going to be a problem.
It.
Well, they already were D2.
But to the game, we started off really fast. We were up 28-7 at halftime. And then Derek pulled himself. And Dylan took over. And Dylan kind of had an answer for what they were doing defensively. And they never switched out of it. So they just kind of wanted to, like, fight through everything. And I'm like, you guys should probably switch up the defense. But they didn't. They wanted to. But... Dylan's a smart quarterback, and he showed it. And he was hitting it wide open people the rest of the second half, and next thing you know, we were down.
Fair enough. All right, well, that pretty much wraps up everything at noon, so let's move on to 1 o'clock.
Sure. We have Eyes Downtown at 52 over Past Our Prime 17. We have Travis Henry's Kids at 36 over Vaspian 8. We have Not So Sticky at 26 over Superior Moser Squad 9, and Blitzkrieg at 47 over Lenny's Ladies at 0.
Yeah, we'll just get this out of the way quick. We did all right. We would move down the field and get to the end zone. Like, what would you consider the red zone? Anything within the 2-point line?
I'd say within the 10, honestly.
Yeah, 10.
So we would get, that's what I usually call it too, but I want to make sure that's not just something that like I made up and go by, so people know what the hell I'm saying. But yeah, so we would get around like this at the 10 or 5 or in between, and we just couldn't finish. Like we had one play, like on the first drive, Maddie went up and she caught an amazing play, but like couldn't keep her feet in. So like out of bounds, didn't get it there. There's another play that Kelsey was wide open and I tried to just do a quick pitch and I just fucked it up completely and we didn't score there. Just little things like that where, you know, a couple drops, a couple things go the other way, and it's a much better game than it was. And credit to Blitzkrieg, they played this game really well. They read a lot of our plays the right way, and they took advantage of the situation. So, good on them.
You're saying is you couldn't finish with the ladies?
No. No, I don't finish quick. I just keep going.
Better than finishing too quick, Joe.
Yeah,
perfect.
You didn't hear my smart-ass joke where I said exactly that.
Oh, basically. Okay. Don't mind me over here.
Hi, Garrett.
Also
in
the podcast.
I love that. Not-So-Sticky 26, Superior Moser Squad 9. Jeff, give me a quick one about it.
Yeah, whenever we play against Superior Moser Squad, we start Christine at quarterback just to make it like gender quarterback versus gender quarterback. Good game. Mostly defensive throughout. We were up 18-9 in the last couple minutes, and we just Christine found Zach in the back of the end zone to put us up by two scores, and that was it. Yeah. But a fun game.
Fair enough. B, did you ref anything?
Travis Henry Kids versus Vaspian.
Oh, perfect. And I think we also have Langley.
Oh, I've got Langley's notes here also.
I played for Vaspian.
Why do you play for all the losers, Dwayne?
It must be something too.
I only won one game on Saturday. One, I'm on the roster, so I'm happy about it.
Well, that's fair. We'll make sure you're going to talk that entire segment about your big win. But right now, why don't you tell me about how you lost for another team again?
Well, for Vaspian, I felt bad. They were short as well. I mean, they, you know, it's the same thing. I feel like it's the same people who constantly ask for the sub. So if you can't get the same people there and you're not getting that synergy going, it's going to be tough. So, but yeah, they just couldn't really make anything move on offense.
Right. Did Tall Brian was back as quarterback,
Orzo,
right?
Yeah.
So Orzo was back, but I think this was his first game of the season.
Second or third? I think it's on last week. I can't remember.
Yeah, he's been around in other weeks. I just haven't watched what he's done for Vaspian.
Fair enough. So either way, Russ is still coming off, but Travis Henry's kids finally get some shit together because they have not had the best of seasons. They're like the kings of 1-point losses and not having people show up and whatnot. But Johnson. Jeff, some messages, I believe?
Yeah, here's some notes. He says he won't pull a key sack and make this overly long, but here's his synopsis. He says that, which I love, John. He says, Pete and Deke were unguardable. Vaspian generally plays really good defense, but they had no one that could run with Pete or Deke, which made his job easy. Defense was the story. They only gave up a last-second touchdown before they agreed to call the game. He also wanted me to say big shout-outs to Emily, Katie, Julie, Doug, and Joe, because Pete and Deke get all the attention, but everybody else played great.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, he's the reason that the other people get less attention, right? Because he's always talking about Pete and Deke, so that's fine.
Well, and might I add, too, that I played four games, and I played against Deke in every one of them. And at one point, I actually said, I'm like, what team are you on? Because I'm like, yeah. I literally said, I was like, I know that there's so many rules about
him. He's moving. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, I know. One.
Oh, rest in peace. Oh, actually, it's Deke's like big birthday party this weekend. It's going to be bananas, so. Gonna get fucked up with that.
Sad.
The only other. Oh wait, B. You ref the game. Is there anything else you needed to add, or was it just like a stomp and it didn't really matter?
Just John, this is for you. Stop beating yourself up when you miss throws.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Until playoffs, because then it's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch in the playoffs, but he be beating. No. He be slapping. I'm like, yo, calm down. You're doing too much.
No, B. Tell him that every week you see him, because like we got this very real probability that he's going to be the Bullet Club quarterback for the first week of the playoffs.
And
he's
I'll tell you.
It's going to be scary. But hey, it is what it is. And then Eyes Downtown beat the shit out of Hogan.
Hogan wasn't there.
Hogan wasn't there, I know.
Yeah,
but
his birthday.
Yeah, it was his birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Well, you guys have definitely ruined my winner of the week, so I'm cross off Hogan.
He can still be the winner.
He's still alive, so like I think
his team lost. I have him as my loser.
Has anyone talked to Hogan since his birthday? Do we know if he's alive?
I don't go out of my way.
I know he's posted a lot on Facebook.
That's what I said.
But that
I
could be anybody.
Yeah. That's all I saw.
Listen, Hogan, I had a birthday gift for you.
It's weed.
No.
It's
among
weed.
Other things.
It's an Android. I hope it's a globe. Anyway, we'll move right on to 2 o'clock, please.
All right. Travis Henry's kids again, 41 to Tox's 19. Puckett All-Stars, 50 over, oh my God, this is such a long name.
ILF.
Ilf is fine.
I would have said the whole thing.
Oh,
all right. I know.
Really,
I'm
not
so
gonna
nice.
Make me say the whole thing.
Interdimensional Doreen lightning falcon.
Doreen always does the whole thing. Everybody.
Exactly. I can put all that in my mouth. Okay. So 50-35.
Joe will finish though.
Today's feast 29. Overpassing while intoxicated 16. Not so sticky at 33. Over Blitzkrieg 28.
Okay, so today's feast took out and passing while intoxicated. I think Jeff reminded me earlier that this game was moved to 10 o'clock. Doesn't matter.
It was, yeah.
Shout out to today's feast for getting another win. Like I said, they're having a much better season than they've had in years past. I know it's still not, like, completely dominant, but, hey, they're winning more often.
Yeah.
So they're getting more consistent.
I ref them. They're fun to watch.
Colorado.
Yeah, they are.
Did you just Colorado Mike did keep it for them, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, you ref this game, then?
No, not this game. I ref
the week before.
Okay. Mike did send me some notes on the game.
Oh, fantastic.
He said, I just want to say that my team battled hard. I take most of the blame. I had us up a couple scores. Our defense even got the ball back, and I didn't capitalize. We marched down the field in the final few seconds, and instead of scrambling on the last play to buy time for a touchdown, I threw a pick six, forcing a shit throw. So he said today's feast was really fun to play against, though, and they were really cool at the end of the game.
So hold on. You mean to tell me that even though you haven't been on the podcast for 2 weeks now,
people still send me shit.
Langley, Andrew, and Mike are just sending you things.
I mean, Andrew sends me things every day, so there's nothing unusual about that.
Just about his games, though?
Yeah.
I love that. So you mean to tell me you had notes you could have passed along and you didn't?
These are the notes. I'm reading them on the podcast.
I'm talking about the last 2 weeks.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's why you were the loser of the week for me last week.
Let me tell you something. I think I did send you notes about my games last week. Maybe it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we had to rush and we couldn't give
you your
final thought.
Yeah, that's right. I think I had a final thought that I wanted to say.
Yeah, you got one coming up too, but
that's all right. Anyway.
You can say it now.
No. The moment is past now, so I can't do that now.
But the moment is not past. We're talking about Not So Sticky 33, Blitzkrieg 28. Big meeting between arguably the best two teams in D6 at this point. Let's just say that.
So this is the second time we've played them this year, and I think it might be my two favorite games of the year so far. I mean, they're just a fun team to play against. Everyone's, like, super nice on their team. They're all great athletes, but they're real friendly throughout.
Yep.
Just, like, a great tone.
We had a blast with them, for sure.
It was just a lot of fun back and forth.
So you're saying they sound like a new sticky team.
They do sound like a new sticky team, yeah. And I feel bad because I feel like I should know more of their names, and I don't. But they're all, like, super... Like what? Like Light Hoodie Guy? Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's the other guy I know.
Yeah, I wish I knew real names, but they were all super fun to play against.
McKenzie on that team.
Yes, we know that, too. That's the only other name we know. McKenzie.
We know one, two person.
Oh, I think the other... One of the QB's name is Alex?
Yes, Alex is the normal quarterback.
There we go.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
B, what'd you ref?
I didn't ref. I actually played quarterback for
ILF.
I
ref for him.
What?
Yeah, I played quarterback for ILF.
And they lost.
Was that the one I refed?
Yeah.
Oh, God, please tell me about this game. You refed it. You played in it. What happened?
They Puckett would just score. I was trying to keep up with him all day. And then Andrew did something, the weirdest thing I ever saw in my life.
It was weird. It was cool.
Gentlemen, he is speaking. Please.
He literally threw his hat to stop the ball. It really messed the dude up because the dude dropped. I'm like, I'm on the sideline looking at it like, what did he just... What
he took
was
his
that?
Hat at the ball?
He took his hat off and threw it
in play.
In play. And he threw it up in the air.
What he told me was that
he got confused and dropped the ball. I was like, what did he just do?
Andrew told me was that he got burned on the play and he had no other recourse. He was like, rather than give up a touchdown, I was like, I'll draw a flag. And Doreen got him for a flag.
That's the hat official, if that's illegal.
Is it illegal?
No clue.
It is illegal. It's unsportsmanlike.
Yeah. So this was where we had to get into like a fight, and I had to like stop.
CJ,
wait,
talk to him.
You got into a fight?
Well, you know, a verbal one where just like everybody was yelling because they were like, "No, it's unsportsmanlike conduct. No, it's pass interference. No, it's something." And I actually kind of go up to the guy who was reffing with me, who
CJ.
Had never reffed a game.
CJ.
It was CJ.
Yeah, I know. Plays with me. I didn't want to say I felt bad. But I just said, and I like went right past him. I was like, Justin. And he goes, it was pass interference. I'm like, okay, thanks. Because I felt really bad because it one's a spot foul and one's just a 10-yarder.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, it was from like midfield too. So it was actually a really big call on the penalty. It was like fourth or fifth down.
That's a perfect example of not knowing the rules. And I think a lot of new refs shy away from reffing because of that. And it's understandable. But it's also like you can stop the game. And I encourage that to ask someone on the other field. It's veteran refs.
For sure.
All sorts of like that. I've never seen a hat be thrown on a field.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I
knew
don't
it was
know
wrong.
How to
because
I can't
throw my cleat when I'm rushing at the quarterback. Yeah.
Well, you could if you did it right. So, Dorian, in your 10,000 games of experience, you've never seen a hat thrown before?
Never seen that before. No, I have seen a beer bottle thrown, but I've never seen
at the person, though, not at the ball.
At the person, yeah.
That's
what the hell was that? No, it was just they, and then they quarterback for Puckett. He, like I said, they played
balling
great.
Out.
They played
this has been
great.
A great Puckett season.
TJ's not their quarterback anymore.
Oh, yeah, they got Vince.
Vince is a quarterback.
Vince
from
Quinn Vince.
Yeah. So what if it's not there? He's like Joey. He scrambles around.
No shit.
Yeah, they was.
I feel like we should have known that earlier than week six when they were not 3-4 at this point. Well, it's on us. Whatever.
They should come and tell us.
You're right. They should come and tell us. That's a great exactly point. What they can do. And they can do it next week on the podcast.
Beers
this
are
formal invite. I love
beers
that.
Beers are mandatory.
Then the last game was Travis Henry's kids taking on Tox. They beat the crap out of them. Do you want to give me any of
I'll give
dumb,
you
the
quick the summary.
Quick notes?
According to John Langley, Adrian played really well, but his team had a ton of drops throughout the game.
Yo, but you made a face like Adrian didn't play real well.
I agree, but Adrian, he scrambles. He throws perfect. Sometimes they don't catch it. It's not Adrian's fault. But, okay, like, yeah. Why is you running around so much? Like, when it's there, take it.
I see the headline now. B thinks Tox sucks.
I know. I definitely don't think Tox
but
sucks.
But Adrian, pretty cool.
I don't think, no.
He's a cool guy.
I love the whole team of Tox.
I know.
Joel it's Forta had some big catches, and someone named Doug Lang that I don't know had
Doug
about
Lang.
Six catches and a long touchdown.
Good job, Doug.
Good work, Doug. 3 o'clock?
We have Ged Schwifty at 35 over practice squad 32. Cunning Stunts at 69. Now that was, you just did that on purpose.
No,
I want to be clear that she
I
looked at me and blamed me like I wrote the score down to make Doreen say 69. Oh, well.
I
haven't heard
game.
That shit before.
We're going to do it. We're going to, there's a lot to talk about this game.
Yeah, I was watching some of that game. It was incredible. Cunning Stunts 69 over Tox 16. Come From Behind 34 over Let's Get Wrecked 0. Vaspian 30 over Ilf 20.
Okay. Much better.
Thanks.
Jesus. I think we have notes on everything, right? Because Andrew messaged you. You ref something. So let's just get rid of... Before we have Doreen talk about how much better she is than B, let's just... Stunt 69, Tox 16. What the fuck happened?
Well, first
off... I know what happened, but, like, what happened?
All right, George, take it away.
First off, I'm just saying it was the worst ass beating I've ever seen in my life. I've seen the Cunning Stunts for 3 years now. I've never seen a perfect game. This was a perfect game. I think there was a total of like 2 incompletions the entire game. Joey was on fire. Taylor started the game off with this insane catch. She kept her foot on the goal line, reached, and Joey underthrew her, and she caught a ball from like the 4-yard line, but she kept that 1 foot in the end zone. So it's a touchdown.
God damn it.
And then, I'm getting to that. That's going to be the last part.
I have a question. Don't you play on?
I do. I'm just letting him take it because he was very...
George, you're not even supposed to be here today. Shut up.
I'll say one more thing. They could have easily dropped 100 points. There was 7 minutes left when we called it.
Hey, Emily, why didn't you drop 100 points?
We called it to not be assholes.
Yeah,
because Kelly Little won.
Too late, you already went up.
To what happened when you had 50 points?
We were at 61.
Oh,
we wanted to get 69.
It's 69.
It's
69. We felt bad.
It was 48. It was 48-6 at half.
Got a victory.
I knew that. I had been watching that game, so I knew it was kind of like a blowout. And then Kelly Little, I walked away, came back, Kelly Little scored, and what I knew was like the end of the game. And I'm like, what is she so excited about?
Yeah,
she's like really excited for this touchdown, but it was almost like fake enthusiasm. And I figured out it was because they want to get to 69 on the dot. I love it.
But there's one catch that Emily's going to talk about
now.
I don't know her name.
It's Kelly Sabo.
Okay, Kelly Sabo made the greatest catch I've ever seen in my life. Adrian broke on the ball like Asante Samuel. It just went through his body somehow. And we turned around and she's holding the ball and the back of the ball with 2 fingers.
Yeah, it was great.
She didn't know she had the ball in her hand. She picked her hand up and went, oh.
She was like, yeah. And she walked away like a badass. We're like, yeah, you are. Take that. I told Adrian to sit down.
At that point, Adrian put his head down and just accepted the ass.
Adrian took a while. I saw it. It was an amazing
catch. The Cunning Stunts pull off some of the most ridiculous catches ever.
Ridiculous.
Like that, you say that. I always remember, whenever I think of like craziest catch ever, is when Amanda Worth caught.
Yeah, around other Kelly. I don't remember that.
Remember, was it another Kelly?
Yeah, it was like the skinny Kelly.
Little?
No. She plays on Delphs.
Oh, Kelly Mazin? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly Mazin.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Where, like, Kelly was running at her and wasn't looking, and the ball was going to hit her in the back. So Amanda, like, went to her, like, she was hugging her, and caught the ball
around
behind
her
back. And they both fell to the earth, and she held on.
And she held the ball. That was fucking
that, and that was in the championship game, I'm pretty
sure.
Yeah,
it was.
Right?
Against
was
the Angels.
That was against
yeah.
the Angels. So that one was nuts. But, yeah, stunts do good things. People that don't do good things are Let's Get Wrecked, who got the shit kicked out of them again. Come From Behind showed up, 34-0. There's
well, that's the point. Come From Behind showed up. Let's right. Get Wrecked had three people there. One of them is in a sling on the sideline.
That's that is by his own poor choices.
Yes,
he
yes,
chose
we
poorly.
Saw that. Well, that was his birthday. We're gonna try to like give him that credit. You know?
But what if it's every day?
What happens when he's supposed to show up for a podcast and doesn't?
Yeah, we're still bitter over here for about Ricky Recchio. Don't you worry about it. But yeah, okay, so if your people didn't show up, that's going to make it even worse. So
so one of the guys that that did show up for your team was John Dean. And this is his first
awesome.
Session playing football,
yep.
mm-hmm. like at all. And he got kind of thrown into the fire here, and they're like, well, you're the only one, so you have to quarterback this week. Mm-hmm. So he quarterbacked the whole game. He moved the ball. I thought he did okay for somebody that has zero experience quarterbacking.
That's fantastic.
I mean, obviously they scored 0 points, but like they got close a couple times.
He was cute. After the first week, he was like, should I not play anymore? Because he thought he was bad. And I'm like, no.
Oh, this is just the team that's put together on a whim.
You're doing great.
That's great. Vaspian 30, Ilf 20. Is there anything worthy? All right, cool. There's nothing to talk about. I don't want to hear about it. Get Schwifty 35, Practice Squad 32. Practice Squad's worst season in a long time continues. Doreen dominates B. Nobody's surprised, please.
Backup.
Loser, let's start with you.
We lost. We just.
We know.
It's kid. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to put him under the bus.
Do it.
Go Do ahead. It.
Garbage, you blew a call.
Ooh. Ref on ref crime.
You're the new Travis.
Yes, I don't remember.
You're the new Travis.
It's when the last play of the game, I had Kyle come up. You were checking Kyle, and he stopped. I should have threw it the first time. Anyway. He stopped. He went back the other way, and I threw it low because I saw CJ brother coming up to make a play. It was a bang-bang play. But it was always a bang-bang play. We were going to call that. But the last drive before that, you called the same thing on us.
Oh, like on the penalty?
The female.
Yeah, contact with a female. He ran through Ashton to get to Kyle.
So
the contact on the female was me. I still have the bruise on my hip. Okay.
You cannot guarantee that that's what that bruise is from.
Oh, she definitely. She was in there too.
My ass took a pounding.
Because she was trying to chase Kyle down when I threw it low.
Been there, girl.
Doreen, we need you here every week.
The bruises I have to explain every week, but no, that I will. I'll say this because I'm the first person to say, like, even if it's on my own team, that something was shitty. It was a guy and a girl. You said it was Kyle, and I don't know.
And the guy, it was CJ brother. He made
was that girl, by the way?
Oh, Ashton.
Ashton,
oh,
she legit.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
She tried to step up. He ran through Ashton to get to Kyle.
That
he ran through Ashton to get to Kyle, and no flag was called. But then. The series before that, Yannick, our middle linebacker, did like this to try to reach over the girl. Barely contact. Jeff throws the flag.
That was me, the barely contact? I got whipped to the floor.
I think his stomach hit your back. And
you are fine.
I fell. And so here's the thing. It's like, yeah, it comes over the top. You get crushed on the ground. Okay, that's going to be a flag. But then what happened with this call was they were both going for the ball. There was like a crossing route, basically. And then Mike came in between them and caught the ball. They were both already kind of going down because you threw the ball too low.
I had to.
I know. I'm just saying.
I had to. It's the only place I could put it.
The thing that our listeners are missing is the fucking face she turned and gave you a bead.
Oh, no. It was lovely.
You threw the ball too low.
I was defending her. I was right behind her, and I'm like, oh, my God.
It's fine. Like, I take full responsibility. I take full responsibility. I threw it a little low because I had to try to protect my players.
You think?
And we didn't have our quarterback.
CJ played.
Oh, you
great.
Have Larry, right?
Yes.
And he wasn't there. Apparently.
I've only seen him once.
It was that first week.
Yeah.
No, please, Garrett.
I wanted to shout out CJ for being in the league for 4 weeks and
already being on the podcast.
I'm reffing.
Yeah.
Quarterbacking. He played really good.
I'm gonna yell
he missed
about him later.
For his first time playing Q, 4 games into the league.
He played great.
He played phenomenal. So, I mean,
he's pretty awesome. He was hilarious last week. I love that dude. Yeah, he's super cool.
His name is Carlton.
Carlton.
Yeah, it's Carlton.
So great. That's exciting. B, sorry about that. You guys aren't going to like move down or anything, right? You're just going to keep it.
No, I want to say indeed. I don't not want to move down. No.
All right, cool.
You already didn't have one of your.
You've been there, done that.
I won D4. I'm the champion D4. I don't want no.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the right answer. I was just asking.
I don't want to move.
You need more than five.
I mean, you're in D3. Every single game, so it's not like.
It's just like I said, it's a learning experience. Yeah. Just learn it.
Just keep learning.
Just learn on the job.
You just need to add one more player to your team.
I already know. We talked. We will talk again soon.
Who are you talking about?
You.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking about me.
We know. George, you said it all smart-ass.
Like, everybody knew it was you. Teams,
you need one more player to make a difference. Like, what the fuck?
We knew it was you. We didn't. Like, come on.
We had talked.
Play with B.
We had talked before. We definitely. All right. Trying to make it happen.
I've been trying to make this happen for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But you already played for 3 other teams.
I know. I was going to say, when
did we give up? Gray hair just found out that they're not going to have George next year. All right. So, unfortunately, because again, we got to start rushing through stuff, we're going to get two winners and losers of the week. We're going to start off. We're going to go to winners. Usually, I start off on my left. So, my first one's going to be Garrett, who's completely unprepared. So, we're going to go to George. Ha ha. Probably also unprepared. Don't care.
I am not, actually.
Fantastic. Go.
Redheaded James, you are my winner of the week for returning that wallet. Didn't take a cent out of it.
Yeah.
Good work. Good work. Good deeds. I love that. Good job, James. Emily, what you got?
Winner of the week is my dog because she did yes! so great at the field.
She was awesome.
Yeah, she was so calm. I also vote for your yes.
dog. No, there's no stealing.
So cute.
I was nervous how she was going to do around people, but she absolutely loved it. So.
All right, all right. Jeff Grohl.
Take Kyle Kniff. Right. I feel like tight ends are killing it, and
you don't feel like
no pun intended
are.
Is killing it.
Yeah.
And he's also just a fun guy at the bar.
And yeah. his mustache
is beautiful.
On
that's right.
Point.
That's right.
Beautiful that mustache.
This is his week to be the winner.
I love it.
We just need a follow up from him on how his fantasy team is doing that he drafted on our podcast.
Oh, we do need to know. Yeah,
we'll get that eventually.
We should have that as a side interview or something. That'd be amazing. All right, B, what's your winner of the week?
CJ. Playing
CJ. Yeah, CJ. All right.
Ref this week, played great quarterback. Definitely CJ. He's the winner of the week.
I love that. Real recognized real.
I'm actually going to go with Val.
Okay, miss.
Because she just popped out a baby, and she's here every week. She's subbing for teams. She's out there running up and down the field. And
she's a gamer.
Yeah.
She's the best.
I feel like she's been playing great all season.
She has.
Yeah, she is. I mean, I remember. Seen her make some amazing catches, and I'm just like, literally, she just created a human, like, not even 2 months
ago. I remember we got her to, like, fill in at the wine tournament last second, and she's like, I'm not ready for this. And she had, like, a full field touchdown, and we're just like, all right, Val, you're back. She's like, I gotta get off, I'm so tired. But, like, she's been playing every week. She fills in for Lenny's ladies, too. Like, she's, like, spot duty on the team when she can, because sometimes she's gotta watch the baby, whatever.
That's a trooper.
And, yeah, Val
that's
rules.
Right,
first lady of the TSL for a reason.
Love it.
That's why. All right, Gare Bear.
So I was ready because I have a list. I'll try to be quick.
Let's go.
You are.
Sweet.
8 minutes.
First
let's
up,
go.
Derek Pugh. Played poker in his house this Saturday.
I literally was going to ask if you were going to play poker night.
Yeah, great. He hosts a great group of guys. You know, met some of the guys. It was a blast. But he's just a great dad. You know, the stuff he's doing with the foundation you guys are involved in. Great ATSLer. So I want to shout Derek out. The Rose Garden staff, I think, is amazing. So I wanted to shout them out.
Absolutely.
And here's the list. I want to personally thank regular refs who are pretty much always available. You know, their whole schedule. They've been doing it for a lot of seasons. And that's Garbaz, Coach J, Billy Gunn, B, Mark Biscaglia, Jeff May, and Dave Eichhoff. I apologize if I left anyone off.
Nah, don't worry about it. They don't listen.
Listen together.
You did great.
Today when I had some free time. But... and then a bigger thank you to the new refs who have stepped up, who have dealt with some shit.
Made your life easier.
It caused some new refs to have to jump in, so I really appreciate you guys, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, you know, doing this. So if you see any of these names at the bar, buy them a drink, say thank you, you know, grab them by the genitals, whatever you want to do to tell them thank you.
I knew it was coming.
It's never
so
not.
The first one I would not recommend because she'll probably punch you in the face, but Jess Keita, Jason Elphick, Reg, Steph Saja, John Costa, CJ, Carlton Coatsworth, John Langley, Katie Salisbury, Derek Pugh, Deke, Rebecca Dominici, Adrian Kanan, Andrew Cusack, Christine Cole, the entire Mosier clan, Lauren Riley, Laura and Steve, Mike Thomas, Jenna B, Stoner Dave, Pete Wellbrandt, Dave Hubbard, Brent McKenzie, Colorado Mike, Doreen Major, Buddy Lee, Andrew Cusack, Brian O, Hogan, Taylor Pagano, Jamie McKay, Brandy, Clark, George Lombardo, Prim, Kyle Kniff, He beat me twice, so fuck him. Kevin Becker, Joey Betts, number one QB in the league. Dave Marcus, Johnny U, a.k.a. Johnny Football, Sean Wisenall, Ricky Recchio, Amber Hay, Matt Newman, and Emily Schilling. Thank you, God guys.
Damn it. The best for last. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Sweet.
That's
thanks.
A lot of genital absolutely. Grabbing that's going to be going
well,
on.
Well, Garrett can grab genitals unlike any other.
I'm actually quite upset I'm missing this week, though, because that's going to be awesome. My,
so,
pencil me in for 10.
I have two winners of the week. I have a couple winners of the week. The first one, just football related, is definitely Travis Henry's kids for finally getting off the schneid. And I've been getting to know them a little bit better with playing with John and Pete and on Bullet Club. And they're great people. I'm glad they got some wins. I added this one recently, Andrew, because the hat move, fan-fucking-tastic. I don't even care. I love it. I love it. It's the best. Did he hit the ball, by the way?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yes,
that's all I need.
Did.
And then my last one, it goes to B, and not for anything football related, but Monday it is just shitting rain. And I see you every Monday when I'm going to work, and B is out there in the pouring fucking rain, collecting garbage, just looking miserable as hell. I'm right behind the truck. I'm waving at him. He's looking at me. He don't give a fuck. And I'm just like, B is miserable. His other dude like waves me around, and I just like, I beat
yo,
him.
Yo, I couldn't
fine.
See you. Yeah, you it was a downpour. So, I couldn't see you.
So like, I'm just shouting you out for like busting your ass in that weather. That was terrible, and it got worse like as I was driving away from you. The week it just started raining so hard. I like, man. I did not envy your ass. So shout out to B for doing his job in terrible conditions. With that, we'll move on to our losers of the week. I'll try and keep it quick. We got 5 minutes. George, go.
All of the people that got shut out.
Fair enough.
That's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
Okay. So I'm sure that he's got a lot going on, and that's why they have had a lot of forfeits this session. But I have to pick a loser, so Burr.
That's fair.
I didn't say it, Burr.
You didn't have to. He's not going to do anything. Jeff Crow, what do you got?
People that bother me with day of sub requests while I'm in the middle of a Sticky Bandits game. I just want an hour off a week, and that's the hour.
Travis
so
was like on
I'm
the
engaged
field
in a game.
Jeans, very easily yeah. approachable.
Very approachable, very approachable.
It is what it is on that. I love that. B, what do you got for loser of the week?
Zach Attack.
Oh, yeah, getting
Zach, Jay, you way too good to be putting up no points, bro.
Ooh.
Way too good not to put up any points.
Doreen might have a list as well, but no. Losers of the week.
Yeah, actually, no. I was going to say I don't like anybody that forfeits because I do have to. I'll give a little bit to Let's Get Wrecked for at least trying to throw a team together.
A team
they
together.
Literally took like four people from Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
To,
yeah.
You know.
Ah, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about now.
So you know, I'll say that the loser of the week are the people on that team who said they would be here and then they just didn't show up.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett?
I was perfectly into my loser of the week. Two of them. One, Tommy Hughes, you know what you did. You're better than that. then people who...
No, he
doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No, he do he not.
Our refs deserve better, Tommy.
Oh, no.
And then people who aren't on the podcast, new people. It is such a great way to spend a Tuesday night. It's just a fun time.
Or a Monday.
I've never been on a
so
podcast
outside
this league. It's a blast.
I wish
like,
we had more time.
Just to sit around a table and talk shit and talk about it's a blast.
It's
so
the greatest.
Branch out, and if you say anything truly stupid, Joel, edit it out.
No, I won't.
But save it to hold over your head. So.
Yeah, I will never, ever edit it. It's too much work. my losers of the week are... first, I'm going to touch on the new refs who are making mistakes. No, I'm not talking shit about refereeing in general, but I will take a small shot at CJ because that dude... Because he straight up said, like, I'm here, but I don't know any of the rules. I didn't pay attention. I don't care. He's fantastic. I love that. But number one, if this is, like, your first game reffing, don't admit that you didn't look at the rules. And at number two, look at the fucking rules. Like, that's just the thing. It's cool. You're helping.
That was the game that Andrew I, had.
Well,
yeah. So
look, that game, everybody had to look at the rules for that one. Yeah. But either way, like... It's hilarious, but I get it. It's fun, but like, if you're gonna do it, take it a little bit more seriously. That's all. 100%. And I love this guy, so like, I'm not trying to talk too much shit, but at least don't tell everybody you didn't look at it.
And look, that's
where other people could be like, "This guy said this."
Yeah. Talked about it. And we're gonna,
yep.
you know,
yeah,
talk
you
about
guys
more,
take
but
care.
It's a flaw in the four, you know, mandate rest system that new refs will have to step up. But
with great ideas come issues with those ideas, and you gotta
yep.
work through
it'll
it.
All get hammered out.
But my other one are Breakfast Club people who just don't fucking show up. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people that. Straight up, like, agree to be in Breakfast Club, and people are excited about it, and, you know, they want to play that extra game because they know the Breakfast Club is fantastic, and I get it. It's early for some people, but don't sign up and do it. You miss one game here and there, I get it, but there are people who don't show up, like, every single week,
And that kind of just like screws over everybody else's experience.
Listen, 9 a.m. comes real fast when they close the bars at 4.
Exactly.
So I get it. But I kind of like all those people.
But that's because you get to sub. But that's the point of Breakfast Club is just having fun.
Yeah, exactly. And but it's about having fun. But then there's people on teams that are having zero fun. And a couple of these are like new people to the league who are still like looking for a team and like want to stick around. And it's such a bad look to them. So by you blowing off your game, you kind of make it look like shitty for people who it might be their only hour of being here for the day. So just something to think about. All right, final thoughts because, again, it is 7 o'clock. We got to fly. George, go quick.
The gender teams. I can't talk about how awesome they are. I mean, from Lenny's Ladies to the Stunts, I've played against one. I've played for one. Mm-hmm. And it is just awesome to see, like, guys get so upset because girls are beating them. And not like, oh my gosh, I caught the ball, literally beating the crap out of them. I mean, I've played the Stunts, they beat the crap out of me. Emily has physically abused me during a game, during one.
And at home.
During a game. During a game. I've watched Caitlin, Jamie, both the twins, they're just amazing. And I like to talk them up as much as I can.
You're doing great. Fantastic work. Emily, what you got?
What a great weather weekend for football.
Yeah, finally not baking, so yes. It was like nice, but slightly cold, and then got warm. It's beautiful.
This week and next week, D1 and D2 have the ladder match games where like the one seed plays the two seed and all that. Please do not send any schedule requests for us to reschedule
games. It's just
not
happening.
It's not happening. We're not going to move any games for D1 and D2 over the next couple of weeks. Sorry.
It's just too hard, especially at the end of the season, trying to fit everything in. B, yours doesn't have to be as succinct. This is your time. So give me your final thought on the league and whatever you got, man.
Final thought is I love this league, for one.
Yeah.
This is my place is in every Saturday. I can't wait. And then second, shouts out to Today's Feast. They're getting it together.
Yeah.
They're starting to get it together.
There you go.
And they're a fun team to watch.
I love it. Doreen, what you got?
If we're going to talk about gender teams, I've got to give a shout out to Ramir, of course, who started the first one, which was Pink Ladies.
Yeah. Yep.
You're probably thinking it's Riley Street Station. It was before that. It was Pink Ladies. I still have the t-shirt. He was the person who saw I think it was more of like a challenge where it was, we were all at the bar drunk. That's a shock, I know, but
Calling me surprised.
He had said something like somebody was John and he just turned and was, man, I couldn't assemble all the girls in this league and kick your ass.
And then he did.
And he did. He was doing it every season after that.
So. I love that. I miss that guy.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I know. All right, Gare Bear.
Fucking Ramir, he is amazing. I wanted to, I don't know how many people actually listen to this, but I figured to get a message out that I wanted to share on reffing, as I referred to myself as the guy who helps with scheduling, and that's what I anticipated the role being, just helping with the actual, you know, minutes, hour it takes a week to actually, you know, schedule the refs, hear from everyone, reach out to everyone. But I realize it's not really realistic to have that position where everyone's coming to me for scheduling the rest and then, right. Like, you know, abdicate that responsibility for
whatever.
On-field stuff and more stuff. So I just want to let everyone know, you know, moving forward with, you know, the issue with the clock, that stuff, which happened.
Sure.
I'm going to take a more active role in, you know, trying to have the quality of the refs better.
Ref's cool.
I have some ideas I've shared with Jeff Kroll that might come in next session for that. I think we're going to get rid of the 4-game mandate. So just want to let everyone know, stay patient, be respectful to these refs. You know, especially a lot of mine have, you know, kind of anxiety kind of about it. Mm-hmm. So be respectful. One more thing about that as well. It was George's idea originally. We're going to have shadows available now for everyone to see the email. You know, for any new refs who want to step up and then help and, you know, want to do it, we can have a shadow for your first couple games. So you're out there making the calls, but you have someone right to your right to, like, talk to, in addition
good
to
idea.
Just pairing him with a veteran person, which
I love that.
So
that's a really good idea. Good job. My final thought is pretty simple. You semi-touched on it when you were talking about how people need to get on the podcast. Last week we had brand new people to the league, like, they basically, you know, they got that fresh football smell to them. They're loving the league, et cetera, et cetera. This week, complete fucking opposite. And I don't mean that by, like, any, like, I'm not trying to be offensive or anything for once. But, like, it's so cool to me that we can take, like, the people who've been here for 4 days or 4 decades and still bring them together and they want to be here and they still say, like B said, I love this league. Like, this has been a part of your life for 100 years. You just said it. Like, your family doesn't get it. And it's been a long time. And the same thing happened with the new guys last week. They're like, yeah, they don't quite get it yet, but, like, they should show up and see it. And I just love that we have essentially, do we consider them like football generations? I don't even know what it is, but like it is in the same way, because these guys, when I say Lenny Ramirez, they have no fucking clue what I'm talking about, which is surprising, but like it is
so bad, man.
But it's crazy. But it's still it's just crazy to me. But yeah. I love that our league is growing, but we still have like our cool veteran presence who can still outdrink most of the new people at the bar, and they're on the they play well on the field, and they can come in and do a stupid podcast with my dumbass when we gotta like rush through it. So again, this is where I gotta end it because we gotta get going. Thank you, George, Emily, Jeff, B, and Doreen. Thank you so much for being here. I wish we could do a longer one so we could talk more shit, because you probably have so many stories. We'd almost do like a separate podcast that doesn't even about isn't even about the league. Garrett, thank you for demanding to be here.
Exactly.
You can always do it. But that's it, everybody. We'll see you at the fields that were hopefully going to be a little more dry, but holy hopefully. Shit, they are wet. With that, I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
In the pitch black night, yeah. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time.
Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.